getting wild down here in downtown Cowtown. We've got the tents up. It starts tomorrow, and I think for the first time in its recent history, Fort Worth Main Street Arts Festival and the other one that goes, there's two art festivals, and they go right next to each other.
Well, that's
and
convenient.
Where the permits in the other one starts.
Are they best friends?
They don't talk.
Oh, no.
It's in the boundaries in the eye of the beholder, so it's going to be tough. But they're both going on this weekend, and it starts tomorrow. And actually, we'll have clear skies for the Fort Worth Arts Festival down here. Main Street Arts Festival.
Are you going to go down and buy your girlfriend something really nice? Get all bougie?
No, but I am. Well, I'm going to walk around maybe and going to look down my nose at some pieces, if you know what I mean. Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't have that certain je ne sais quoi. I see what you're going for here.
They don't walk by our... No. I just hope they don't walk by our studio, the patrons, and look at our microphones on the ground that can't stand up. Because that would be...
Just wait till tomorrow.
It's performance art. It's performance art. It's abstract.
We're so artists.
It's a microphone on the ground.
Hey!
Well, there's cameras rolling all over. Now, we are, ladies and gentlemen, very much on Billy Bob Thornton Watch. I mean, like blocks from where we sit right now.
Dun,
Heather.
Dun. Ooh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Filming.
Where is now, it? Billy?
Filming was canceled yesterday because they knew you weren't here. But Landman will film today in downtown Fort Worth, about a block and a half southwest of right here. Starts about... They're interior shots, so they're not expecting anybody to, you know, be doing... In other words, I can't probably squeeze my Corolla in a shot like I did last year for season one.
It was impressive.
It was my finest performance. Talk about a mic drop. But yeah, they're doing some of that. They're going to use the Fort Worth Club building and the like. And Demi Moore, yesterday, on her Instagram, posted a story saying it was her first day back on set. And she posted a picture of her shoes. But I could tell from the floor she was in Fort Worth.
Ooh.
Yeah, so be on the lookout for Billy Bob, Demi. Ooh, and we're also, of course, under a Sam Elliott mustache watch.
My goodness.
Yeah, so be... But if you find yourself, you'll know. Because, like, a shadow will slowly just creep over you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll feel comforted.
Aww.
That's Sam Elliott's mustache, and that's what it does for you. This all while state lawmakers today, I think in session again, are debating on whether to invest $2.5 million into the Texas Filmmaking Incentive Program over the next decade.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that Taylor Sheridan isn't making enough money.
Mic drop.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, we're available for walk-on roles. Or walk-away roles, too. I can do that.
What about driving? Driving roles?
All the roles.
Okay.
I think we're done.
All right. Dallas Love Field, the talk of the town last night, as Vice President J.D. Vance was in the Big D for a swanky fundraising event. Air Force Two brought him to the Lone Star State. They shut down the Dallas North Tollway to transport him yesterday evening. And this was apparently for the Republican National Committee. They'd make a little bit of money. Tickets were limited, but rang in at a budget-friendly $25,000 each to a quarter million.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's up.
Flying up. So we had Air Force Two.
Number
we did.
Two.
Yesterday in town.
I mean, it's no Air Force Five.
No, it's not.
But J.D. Vance cannot milk a goat.
Speaking of a tough ticket, he's back in town today. That's right. The one we used to know and love, the Wunderkind, Luka Doncic, and the Lakers take on the Dallas Mavericks tonight. Yep. Luka's first time back in Big D after the trade. 6:30 tip-off tonight at American Airlines Center. They will not meet again, these two teams.
Ever?
Unless it's in the playoffs.
Ooh. They're kind of like the competing art festivals. Well, we're not besties. Uh-uh.
I think the Lakers have a pretty good chance at playoffs. I don't...
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe. But tickets are skyrocketing for this. On average, they're well over $200 right now. And pretty much it's a quote-unquote sellout. But, of course, the secondary market. So you're going to be playing a little. It's 6:30 tonight, by the way, on Channel 8 WFAA or ESPN, where all great books are sold. It's also available.
So you just turn on the TV and it's there. Theoretically. You see how easy that was? So lots of fine folks in the Westaplex dedicating their lives to fighting crime. And now we have another new DJ, or pardon me, deputy named DJ Daniel. We don't need any more DJs. He was sworn in yesterday by Sheriff Bill Wayborn. DJ, just 13 years old. He has a dream of breaking the Guinness World Record for getting sworn in by 1,000 law enforcement agencies and has even received the honor from the Secret Service. Now, DJ was diagnosed with brain cancer at the age of 6. Doctors said he has just 6 months to live. Apparently, doctors may not know everything. He's still kicking along and was inspired to help after officers jumped in to help his family after Hurricane Harvey.
Man.
I love this story.
Yeah. Salute to you, DJ.
I love you, DJ.
Go after that record, brother.
Now come fix our mic.
Cool for the sheriffs to jump in and help him with that.
Aw.
Get ready. It is slated to be the most expensive Republican primary in the nation's history. And it will happen right here next year, the midterm elections in Texas. As official yesterday, he launched it, KenPaxton.com. It'll be Attorney General Ken Paxton versus the challenging John Cornyn.
John!
They're going up against each other in the U.S. Senate race in the midterms next year.
Is that like the UFC?
It's going to get ugly.
Mm.
There's going to be a lot of campaign signs on the side of the road. And nobody ever picks those up.
Yeah, that's not,
that,
I guess, that's
what the loser should do.
The thing?
Right
no?
there. Still see Beto ones around.
MAGA!
Hey, don't worry. That's next year. And the Texas Department of Transportation, we talked about them yesterday and their woes. Well, they went ahead and said, next month, in fact, May 7th, is the real ID deadline.
That's it.
And if you're also confused by this, so was I. This thing was passed like 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Texas started issuing real ID compliant driver's license and cards back in 2016. But a lot of states didn't. And a lot of people are having to go in. And if you don't have a driver's license, you have an ID. You need a real ID. Because otherwise you're not going to be able to board domestic flights starting May 7th. So if you have a real ID, it will have a little gold circle with a star in the upper right-hand corner
now I have to,
driver's license.
I got the star.
Yeah?
I got the star. I'm good.
I got the star, too.
Yeah.
MAGA.
Thank you.
We're winning.
So if you don't, you'll need to go to the Texas Department of Transportation, DMV. And if you get in line today, you still won't have enough time to get it.
So. Fun.